India and Pakistan, the first drone war between nuclear-armed neighbors, date modified : 2025-05-09T08:56:14.679Z, description : experts say the tit-for-tat attacks mark a dangerous new phase in the decades-old rivalry. What next? The first drone war opens a new chapter in India-Pakistan conflict, 2 hours ago, save, Siddiq Biswas, India correspondent at Siddiq BBC, save, NER photo via Getty Images, an Indian soldier operates a surveillance drone amid heightened tensions in Jammu and Kashmir. The world's first drone war between nuclear-armed neighbors has erupted in South Asia. On Thursday, India accused Pakistan of launching waves of drones and missiles at three military bases in Indian territory and Indian-administered Kashmir, an allegation Islamabad swiftly denied. Pakistan claimed it had shot down 25 Indian drones in recent hours. Delhi remained publicly silent. Experts say the tit-for-tat attacks mark a dangerous new phase in the decades-old rivalry, as both sides exchange not just artillery but unmanned weapons across a volatile border. As Washington and other global powers urge restraint, the region is teetering on the edge of escalation, with drones, silent, remote, and deniable, opening a new chapter in the India-Pakistan conflict. The Indo-Pak conflict is moving into a new drone era, one where invisible eyes and unmanned precision may determine escalation or restraint. Thus, in South Asia's contested skies, the side that masters drone warfare won't just see the battlefield, they'll shape it. Haharam Madisek, a professor at the U.S. Naval War College, told the BBC. Since Wednesday morning, Pakistan says Indian airstrikes and cross-border fire have killed 36 people and injured 57 more in Pakistan and Pakistan-administered Kashmir. On the other side, India's army reports at least 16 civilians dead from Pakistani shelling. India insists its missile barrage was retaliation for a deadly militant attack on Indian tourists in Pahalgam last month, an attack Islamabad denies any role in. Pakistan's military announced on Thursday that it had shot down 25 Indian drones across various cities, including Karachi, Lahore, and Rawalpindi. The drones, reportedly Israeli-made Herop drones, were reportedly intercepted using both technical and weapon-based countermeasures. India claimed to have neutralized several Pakistani air defense radars and systems, including one in Lahore, which Islamabad denied. Getty Images, remnants of an Indian drone strike being inspected in Karachi on Thursday, laser-guided missiles and bombs, drones and unmanned aerial vehicles, UAVs, have become pivotal in modern warfare, significantly enhancing the precision and efficiency of military operations. These can relay coordinates for airstrikes or, if equipped, directly laser designate targets, and help immediate engagement. Drones can be used as decoys or suppression of enemy air defenses, flying into contested airspace to trigger enemy radar emissions, which can then be targeted by other munitions like loitering drones or anti-radiation missiles. This is how Ukraine and Russia both do it in their war. This dual role, targeting and triggering, makes drones a force multiplier in degrading enemy air defenses without risking manned aircraft, says Professor Madisek. Experts say India's drone fleet is largely built around Israeli-made reconnaissance UAVs like the IAI Searcher and Heron, along with Harpy and Herop loitering munitions, drones that double as missiles, capable of autonomous reconnaissance and precision strikes. The Herop, in particular, signals a shift toward high-value, precision-targeted warfare, reflecting the growing importance of loitering munitions in modern conflict, experts say. The Heron, say experts, is India's high-altitude eyes in the sky for both peacetime monitoring and combat operations. The IAI Searcher Mk2 is designed for frontline operations, offering up to 18 hours of endurance, a range of 300 kilometers, 186 miles, and a service ceiling of 7,000 m, 23,000 feet. While many believe India's combat drone numbers remain modest, a recent $4 billion deal to acquire 31 MQ-9B Predator drones, which can fly for 40 hours and up to an altitude of 40,000 feet, from the U.S. marks a major leap in its strike capabilities. India is also developing swarm drone tactics, deploying large numbers of smaller UAVs to overwhelm and saturate air defenses, allowing higher-value assets to penetrate, say experts. Pakistan's drone fleet is extensive and diverse, comprising both indigenous and imported systems, Ijaz Haider, a Lahore-based defense analyst, told the BBC. He said the inventory includes over 1,000 drones, featuring models from China, Turkey, and domestic manufacturers. Notable platforms include the Chinese CH-4, the Turkish Bayraktar Akinci, and Pakistan's own Burak and Chopper drones. Additionally, Pakistan has developed loitering munitions, enhancing its strike capabilities. What we know about India's strikes on Pakistan and Pakistan-administered Kashmir, why India and Pakistan fight over it, Indian and Pakistani civilians describe aftermath of strikes and shelling, Anadolu via Getty Images, security forces inspect area after an Indian drone strike on Karachi on Thursday, Mr. Haider said the Pakistan Air Force, PAF, has been actively integrating unmanned systems into its operations for nearly a decade. A key focus is the development of loyal wingman drones, unmanned aerial vehicles designed to operate in coordination with manned aircraft, he added. Professor Medisek believes Israel's technical assistance, supplying Harop and Heron drones, has been pivotal for India, while Pakistan's reliance on Turkish and Chinese platforms highlights an ongoing arms race. While the recent drone exchanges between India and Pakistan mark a significant escalation in their rivalry, they differ markedly from the drone-centric warfare observed in the Russia-Ukraine conflict, experts say. There, drones become central to military operations, with both sides deploying thousands of UAVs for surveillance, targeting and direct attacks. Deploying drones in the ongoing conflict instead of fighter jets or heavy missiles represents a lower-level military option. Drones are less heavily armed than manned aircraft, so in one sense, this is a restrained move. However, if this is merely a prelude to a broader aerial campaign, the calculus changes entirely, Manoj Joshi, an Indian defense analyst, told the BBC. Ijaz Haider believes the recent drone activity in Jammu appears to be a tactical response to immediate provocations, not a full-scale retaliation by Pakistan. A true retaliatory strike against India would involve shock and awe. It would likely be more comprehensive, involving multiple platforms, both manned and unmanned, and targeting a broader range of objectives. Such an operation would aim to deliver a decisive impact, signaling a significant escalation beyond the current tit-for-tat exchanges, Mr. Haider says. Getty Images, Indian Army personnel secure missile debris discovered in Amritsar's border villages. While drones have fundamentally reshaped the battlefield in Ukraine, their role in the India-Pakistan conflict remains more limited and symbolic, say experts. Both countries are using their manned air forces to fire missiles at one another as well. The drone warfare we're witnessing may not last long, it could be just the beginning of a larger conflict, says Mr. Joshi. This could either signal a de-escalation or an escalation, both possibilities are on the table. We're at an inflection point, the direction we take from here is uncertain. Clearly, India is integrating drones into its precision strike doctrine, enabling standoff targeting without crossing borders with manned aircraft. However, this evolution also raises critical questions. Drones lower the political and operational threshold for action, providing options to surveil and strike while trying to reduce escalation risks, says Professor Medisek. But they also create new escalation dynamics. Every drone shot down, every radar blinded, becomes a potential flashpoint in this tense environment between two nuclear powers. India reports strikes on military bases, Pakistan denies any role, Pakistan drones India-India-Pakistan relations.